Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for March 26th, 2024. So I'm going to pivot a little bit today. Pivot, that's the pivotal word here. I'm not going to go over where mortgage rates are today because these are going to change probably dramatically on Friday. So what's coming out on Friday? The headlines all over my thumbnails and everything is 3/29/2024 could be a game changer when it comes to real estate. So what's actually coming out on Friday? Well, the PCE. And you might be like, okay, Dan, the PCE, whoop-de-doo, what is it? Well, the PCE is the number one gauge that the Federal Reserve monitors when it comes to inflation. That's what it is. So the Federal Reserve is monitoring these numbers, and they came out and they said, okay, we like how the numbers are moving lately, but we just need more validation of these numbers. So Friday might be the day that the Federal Reserve actually pivots officially. So let's go over to these numbers. Here's where the numbers have come in over the last 4 to 5 months. You saw in October, the PCE was at 3. By January, it's down to 2.4. It continues to just trickle down and down and down. Is this number going to hit 2%? That's what we're looking for. Okay, so what you're going to see in the markets, if this number continues to drop, the Federal Reserve will probably officially come out and say, okay, this is enough data that we are going to pivot. And that'll revolutionize basically mortgage rates, making maybe homes a little more affordable. However, you still have this coming in. Home prices. What are home prices doing? Well, if you go up through here, home prices reach yet another high. And this was posted today, folks. So it's not me making this stuff up. Case-Shiller Index, it studies housing all over the country. And it just came in and says a record number of homes or record prices just hit on housing. Right through here. Let's go through it. The numbers. House prices in the 20 biggest U.S. metro hit a new high as the housing market deals on another lack of home sales. The S&P Core Shiller 20 City House Index rose 0.1 in January compared to the month before. Home prices in the 20 major U.S. metropolitan areas were up 6.6% in the last 12 months. Wow. A broad measure of the home prices, the index rose 0.4 in January and was also up 6% over the past year. The annual increase was the fastest since 2022. And you can see here, it reaches an all-time high. So house prices continue to go up because of lack of inventory. So when mortgage rates actually do end up coming down, once the Fed pivots, how much worse are things going to be if you're out there looking to buy your first house in 2024? So here's the Case-Shiller Index over time. Let's see how home prices have reacted over the last maybe 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Case-Shiller on the 10 city index right through here, minus 0.4 in 1 month, 0.37 minus in 3 months. Year to date, minus 0.04. But then look, 1 year, it's up 7. 3 years, it's up, it's averaging 9% a year. These are anomalies, folks. Housing prices usually go up about 3 to 4% a year. So these numbers just validate that there is a lack of inventory out there, but there still is major demand. So how much more is demand going to be if rates or when rates actually take a pivot? So that's our concern right now, because I think the Federal Reserve is going to like the new PCE number that comes out, might validate them for a pivot, official pivot. When that happens, you're going to see house prices even go up that much more, folks, because the demand will spike when rates get back down into maybe the low sixes. If we hit the fives, the market's going to be nuts again. So that's my analogy for the day. So again, here's where mortgage rates are. The economic news for the day is right through here. There's really not that much coming out. We have durable goods orders came in. They were a little bit hotter than expected. They're expected to come in at 1.2. They came in at 1.4. Consumer confidence, it's actually staying steady right where it was. They thought it would uptick a little bit today, but it didn't. So there's really nothing in the agenda for today that should really make the markets move. Let's go over to the bond market. We have the bond prices are down 6 ticks right now. Mortgage rates aren't going to really change off of this. So I'm basically saying this week's going to be completely stagnant, but it's going to be completely dependent on what the PCE or the number one inflation number comes in on Friday. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage loan officer. I'll put it that way. I always say mortgage advisor, but a lot of people call up and they're like, Dan, what bank would you advise us to use? Well, I work at a bank. Guys, I'm a loan officer. I'd love to help you. So I work at Allied First Bank. We're a federally chartered bank where I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. We are also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers, set up with over 70 different lenders, so we can help you shop your best to find that best rate. How do you do that? We have an Apply Now tab right up there through there. If you're looking to get in, get pre-qualified, kick the tires to see if you can maybe buy a house in 2024, that's your best bet. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I have good credit, I make good money, I just can't save with all this inflation. I can't save for a down payment. Well, we got an exciting program for you. Right up through there, we have a grant. Look at that grant. What is it? What's a grant finder that we created? We have grants up to $10,000 for you guys to use as down payment assistance. So see if you would qualify for this. All you have to do is go to therateupdate.com. It's going to take you to right here. You're going to click grant. It's going to launch you to right here. It'll take you maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes to complete this survey. It's going to tell you which one of these you would be eligible for. So my name is Dan Frio. Like I said, I do this on a daily basis. Love to have you as a subscriber. Don't think rates are really going to change much today or this week, but Friday is going to be a complete game changer. Thanks so much for watching, folks. Hope to see you here tomorrow as well. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so right down below. Love to have you as a subscriber as well to learn all about real estate in 2024.